However, how can we truly appreciate the sacrifice these fine folks and their families make for us each day? Unless you've walked in their boots, you may not be able to. So today, just think. Just think about what our nation would be without the service of generations past. Just think about our present challenges without the service of our men and women around the globe. And most of all, just think about our future generations, safe and free, because of the actions of these patriots throughout history. Today, think and join us in saying thanks. Have a happy Veterans Day.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama, lady-o.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's in New York to speak at the city's 100th annual Veterans Day parade.
He will then lay a wreath at the Eternal Light Memorial. The president and first lady will not march in the parade, which will draw more than 25,000 participants, including veterans, active duty military personnel, and their supporters.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Some current service members will be staying in Syria.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Army General Mark Milley said on ABC's This Week there will be a force that remains in Syria.
Probably in a 500-ish frame, maybe six.
Why will they stay? Because ISIS remains a threat.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Bolivia's President Evo Morales says he will step down after nearly 14 years in office. There have been protests since last month's election, which the president's opponents call rigged. It's unclear who the next president of Bolivia will be. The people next in line have also resigned. America's listening to Fox News.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
At a celebration of Veterans Day, I'm using headphones that were made in World War II. So I can relate to their experience. Oh, God. All weekend long, texts. What happened? How come Coast to Coast is not, what's going on there? And then I walk in and I can't find my equipment. It may be in the car. So I'm going to introduce you.
Okay.
Go into great and gory detail about how freaking cold it's going to be, and I will be back up by the time you're done.
You need more lion? Thank you. All right.
Hang on one sec.
Do we have to say something special?
Yes. The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
A little chilly out there this morning. We're at 40 degrees on this Veterans Day. But I think it's going to be a very comfortable day. I think we'll end up in the lower 70s for a high temperature. And primarily we're dry today. Clouds will increase. There could be a couple of spotty showers, I think, by, late in the day. But I think the better rain chances start to come in this evening and tonight and then through the overnight hours. And then finally the rain comes to an end at some point, let's say mid-morning-ish tomorrow. But the drastically colder air will start to filter in. Today's high about 71, but tomorrow we may reach our high temperature of about, 46, maybe around 9 or 10 in the morning. Then it drops like a rock. And we're well into the 30s by sunset. And the overnight low temperature drops to about 24. If we get to 24 on Wednesday morning, that would be a record. It would also be the first freeze And I think the wind chill factors will be in the middle teens, like around 16, 17. Doesn't take much wind to get it that down to that level when your temperature is 24, you know what I mean? And so, yeah, some drastically colder, frigid Arctic air that will be national headlines because so many cities will have record lows and extreme weather from this particular situation. Then sunshine Wednesday with a high temperature barely up to about 50 degrees, if we're lucky. And right now this morning we have clear skies, calm winds, temperature is 40 at 4 minutes after 6 o'clock. Hey, Jay, would you hit that next event, please? Thank you very much. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock, Veterans Day. And we will be back with all that we normally have for you on a morning radio program coming up certainly next.
Yeah, I don't...
Nope, there's nothing?
Well, there is... But it's the rocket scientist of the day, and I have no idea who
okay.
that would be.
We'll talk. We'll talk. He doesn't have the William Tell in there.
He does, but it's later on.
Oh, it's later. I got you. All right, cool.
So I don't know.
He's looking for his headphones right now in the car.
Oh.
And you can imagine how,
there he is.
How happy he is.
Any idea who stole my headphones?
They're up here. In the basket.
There we go. It's a happy ending to a...
No, it's not.
It's, well, it's sort of... It's a happier ending to our start for the day. At 6 minutes after six. Hey, are your coats, hats, scarves, gloves ready? Because this will be a rather drastic change. So we've been chilly before, but we haven't been Arctic cold. Which is what we're going to be. You just let me know when you're ready, buddy, because we've covered it all. That's it this morning here at 6:06 on Veterans Day.
And you did your spot?
2019. Oh, you want me to do that too?
Sure. I did.
yeah, our friends at Plumbing by Luke Wire. They're there ready to serve you whether it's an Arctic cold or whether it's a holiday, a Veterans Day, or whatever. They're because they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem because plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. Give Plumbing by Luke Wire a call. They'll take care of you. They are professional, and they have been doing this for over two decades here in the River Region. You may have used Luke Wire for heating and air conditioning, and they've been doing that since 1976 as well. As they say at Plumbing by Luke Wire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, but if it is, call them at 264-9666 or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417. There you go.
My mood this morning is totally unconnected to the game on Saturday. I processed that. I wish I had been wrong. I thought the Greg Budell curse would work.
It was a good football game.
By picking LSU.
It was an amazing fourth quarter comeback by...
I mean, yeah, they could have easily said screw it, and this just ain't our day.
Yeah.
But
that wasn't the only game Saturday. Wow, I mean, it started with Penn State,
yeah,
and then it went from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Incredible football.
Who else? Did somebody else lose in the top 10?
In the top 10,
besides Penn State,
I'd have to look at the list, but there were several upsets during the day. Unbelievable. What a day for football.
All right. It is 8 minutes after 6 o'clock. We've got your local news, the William Tell Wake Up, and our rocket scientist all right ahead.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A gag order is now in place in the case against the man accused of kidnapping Anaya Blanchard. The Lee County District Attorney says the gag order prohibits him and 29-year-old Ibrahim Yazid's legal team from speaking about the details of the case. Blanchard is still missing. Montgomery police have arrested a man in connection to a recent shooting. This happened just after 10 o'clock Friday night in the 3300 block of East Tuskegee Circle. The victim was taken to the hospital. We've asked for an update on their condition. And a missing person search is underway in Demopolis. Police have not released much information, but say they're assisting the FBI and out-of-state agencies with the search. They're asking the public to avoid areas with heavy police activity. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And we understand that you don't buy jewelry and diamonds every single day, and it could be a little bit of a difficult experience. We don't want it to be that way. We want it to be easy. We promise you the absolute finest quality and the most beautiful jewelry and at the best price. We have credit for 12 months. Shop us. Shop anybody else you want in town. But if you shop us, you're going to save yourself hundreds or possibly thousands of dollars. So at least shop Marguerite's. Let us show you what we can do. No one will beat us.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It is the Williams Hill Wake Up.
It's me, Popeye. Popeye the Sailor Man, that is. I got nothing to do with those crazy Popeye chickskin people. Well, blow me down. People are fighting over these sandwiches worse than me and Pluto fights over olive oil. My friend Whipsky told me he'd gladly pay me Tuesday for a chickskin sandwich today. And when I said, wrong Popeye, he tried to stab me in the neck. That's all I can stand, and I can't stand no more. Don't fight over chicken and just eat your spinach like Popeye the Sailor Man.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
A little game of one-upsmanship when it comes to gender reveal parties. This time, it ended with a plane crash.
Oh, no.
A pilot in Texas was hired to fly his crop-dusting plane over a gender reveal party and dump blue or pink water. But it didn't work out that way.
I had a plane crash just north of Brian Buchanan's place. Pilot is out of the aircraft.
Hey, Jim, patient number 212 is going to be a male.
I don't know if it's a boy or a girl, but the pilot survived.
So you don't know if there was blue or pink on there?
Maybe if I pull the whole story up, I could find it. Would, I would think they would reveal that. A gender-revealing smoke now? It doesn't say. But I would imagine there's a big puddle of some color or another where the plane was. I don't see anything in the photo that gives us evidence. But just a little over the top. And in that honor, this is our Rocket Scientist today. And it's all brought to you by Applied Security. I pulled up spotcrime.com. I urge you to do this to get on their email list because you'll get a report. Now, these are the reported crimes, not attempted break-ins, not small petty stuff that the police don't file a report. But this is within a 5-mile radius of my house and there's burglary, theft, other. That's even scarier than knowing specifics. Other. Theft, burglary, theft, burglary, all between Ann Street and Country Club Drive. So there's more going on. You just don't really feel it until you experience it. And the whole idea is to not have to go through that by having top-notch protection for your home or business, and Applied Security can provide it. They are a local company, which I know most of you appreciate doing business with folks that are right here, Mark and Vicky, in business for over 3 decades, and the protectors of the Creedence Bluewater Revival Broadcasting Company facility for about half of that time. And we've never had, I don't think, so much as a koozie taken from our building by any bad guys.
A koozie theft?
A koozie theft. We probably wouldn't report that. But you get what I'm saying. Their system is really, really tight. So call them at 279-8338. They can take over existing monitoring for $30 a month. 279-8338 for Applied Security, Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number 276. I'm calming down now.
Good.
I don't want to throw anything or hurt anybody.
I'd appreciate that.
Yes, boss.
You clipped me with those headphones a minute ago.
I'll give you the 50 cents that those are worth.
Right.
So we can buy a replacement pair. And yeah, it bugs me because I may have woke up in one of the best Monday moods I've ever had. That was the omelet.
You don't normally leave your headphones here with you, do you? Take them with you, or do you leave them here?
If I leave them, they're always right there. And I thought maybe they were borrowed over the weekend, and that I didn't know you and I had the exact same.
Yeah.
So that's why I thought, oh, here they are. I didn't know you were that. Yeah, I should know.
I did my TV test a little late this morning. I looked at the clock. It was late, so he saw headphones in the jack there.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So I apologize.
The second place I always check is up there on the. That's not really a shelf. It's a file cabinet.
Yeah.
It's kind of like what people use the top of their refrigerator for.
Exactly.
But yes. Worse. Exactly.
Well, I know I didn't put them in the basket with the chips. Somebody did that, I'm sure, as a kind gesture.
Yeah.
And I just didn't catch it. But I'm better now. And breakfast is already ready tomorrow for the big freeze. I have a chili.
Yeah.
And boss, just like you like, it's got two cans.
Them tomatoes.
Peeled tomatoes in it. And lots of beef. So I hope by tomorrow you guys will be not mad at me anymore.
God, I love chili.
Yeah.
Man, I love chili. That chili cook-off was great.
And you will have lots of shredded cheddar cheese to melt into the chili. You want chopped onions?
Sure.
I can do a chopped
onion.
Yeah,
I like that. I like that idea. I'm considering, I'm just thinking out loud here, doing a vegetable beef soup at the house tomorrow that'll cook all day slow.
Oh, wow.
While the winds howl outside.
That sounds good, and that sounds healthy.
Yeah.
We saw Midway yesterday.
Yeah.
And
it's a great movie.
I was thrilled to see it was number one at the box office.
You're kidding me!
No. I texted you that today. I was shocked. I knew you were busy doing your weather video, so yeah. I didn't expect you to see it immediately. But yeah, it was number one at the box office, and that's very heartening. It didn't, gross $100 million because it's not a comic book movie.
Right.
But $17.5 million.
Yeah, I was going to say, it didn't even pull in $20 million. There were low numbers all around in the box office this weekend.
I mean,
but four movies premiered, and it beat all the others.
Oh, yeah. It was still number one.
Including Last Christmas, whatever that was. And Terminator Dark Fate, which is a disaster.
That skyrocketed to number five on the...
Yeah, yeah.
Just dropped like a rock.
Maleficent, still to the top 10. Harriet, Zombieland 2, The Addams Family, and Joker are still in that list. We're going to get our first look at the roads. We expect traffic to be light today because of Veterans Day, but we will do the timeline for November 11th, 11/11.
Oh, I better get that ready.
Is the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting open on Veterans Day?
I did put that in there, yes.
Okay. All right. So there will be a lesson. Students, get your note-taking devices ready so you, too, can be a broadcaster.
It's a little hint. It's a relatively normal song.
As opposed to the abnormal stuff.
Normal. So that's all I'll say. And when you hear what it is, you go, Oh, I see what you mean when you say normal.
Okay, I'm all for that. The timeline next at 6:19.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Happy Veterans Day to you. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, and obviously today we're not going to have the volume of automobiles on the road that we normally have because the state workers are not going to be there today. They're off for Veterans Day. School's out today, so we won't have the burden of the school zones. If you are up running around this morning, drive carefully, buckle up, and be careful out there. If anything pops up on this Veterans Day you need to know about, we'll have it for you right here. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Billy here from Auto Save Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. Auto Save Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the corner.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I come here to pay my tribute to those guys that I served with in Vietnam and let them know that they're not forgotten.
Lost an awful lot of brothers, a lot of people.
It's an honor to be a Vietnam veteran today where it wasn't years ago, and I lost four friends that are on that wall. It's important. It's a chance I get an opportunity to pay my respects.
At 6:23 with your Veterans Day timeline, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
On the 315th day of the year, there are only 50 days left in 2019. Today is Veterans Day. World War I ended on this date on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. They called it the War to End All Wars. Sadly, it was not. It used to be called Armistice Day. Today it's Veterans Day. Today is also World Orphans Day. On this date in 1921, President William Harding dedicated the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery in Arlington, Virginia, where they have interned the casket of a randomly selected soldier from World War I. Caskets for an unknown from World War II and the Korean War were added in the 50s, and finally the remains of an unknown Vietnam War soldier added in the 80s, although it was not known who he is or who he was, of course. 81 years ago, in 1938, Typhoon Mary died. She was born Mary Mellon. She carried typhoid and gave it to at least 53 people in America. Ouch. Three of whom died. She spent 27 of her 68 years in quarantine prison. The typhoid isn't spread sexually. But wow, what a crazy story that is. 80 years ago, 1939, Irving Berlin's peace song, God Bless America, was sung for the first time by Kate Smith.
This was done on her network radio show. All the royalties from the song went to the Boys and Girls Scouts of America. And now it's not being sung anymore at Yankees games.
You're going to get me started.
I won't. 77 years ago in 1942, Congress lowered the age to draft men into the military from 21 down to 18. I've talked about that. I was in the final draft, and you're watching a TV show where they're drawing numbers like it would be a lottery game.
Yep.
And they're drawing birthdays. Wow, that was scary. On this date in 65, the final recording session for the Beatles' Rubber Soul album took place, Abbey Road, London. They finished up You Won't See Me, Girl, and Wait on that day. Rubber Soul was completed, and the first copies were shipped on December 6th here in the U.S. And now, our song of the day. The year is 1966, 53 years ago. 17-year-old boy from Philadelphia named James Barry Kiefer shortened his name to just plain Keith. He's 70 years old now, just as kid in 66, with a relatively normal 98.6 on the timeline.
Good morning, sun. I say it's good to see you shining. I know my baby brought you to me. She kissed me yesterday. Hello. Got spring and summer running through me. Hey, 98.6, it's good to have you back again. Oh, hey, 98.6, her loving is the medicine that saved me. Oh, I love my baby.
Can you imagine being 17 years old and hearing your hit record on the radio? That's pretty amazing stuff. On this date in 72, the Allman Brothers Band bassist Barry Oakley killed when his motorcycle hit a bus at the same intersection as former band member Dwayne Allman, who had died a year earlier.
That is so weird. I wonder what the mathematical odds are.
He was 24. On this date in 78, Donna Summer started a three-week run at number one with her version of the Jimmy Webb's MacArthur Park, which was also a hit for Richard Harris in 68. Kids, don't leave your cake out in the rain. 38 years ago, in 1981, the Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Fernando Valenzuela became the first player to win the Rookie of the Year and the Cy Young Award in the same season.
All those awards come out this week.
That's right. That's right. He was a chubby one, chubby winner. 8 years ago, on 11-11-11, Adam Sandler's movie Jack and Jill, featuring Adam as his own and his twin sisters, hit theaters. It coveted the worst picture, worst actor, worst actress in the Razzies that year. Again, the movie was Jack and Jill with Adam Sandler. Birthdays, Mark Sanchez is 33. One of your favorite people, Leonardo DiCaprio, is 45. Calissa Flockhart is 55. Demi Moore is 57. And from the Dearly Departed file, George S. Patton, who was born in 1895, would have had a birthday. He died in 1945 in a car crash, ironically. Countdown, 17 days till Thanksgiving, Christmas in 44 days, and Pitchers and Catchers Report in just 93 days. That's your timeline this morning.
With your host, Rich Thomas. Before I get updated on that frosty forecast we have, I went car shopping over the weekend, basically seeing if I could, you know, take my Rogue and update it by a year or two keep the payment in the ballpark, and Tip Tames is working on it. In the meantime, in the category that, and by the way, if you're currently driving a Rogue and you've never test driven a Murano, that's a really nice car, SUV. It is, it makes you feel like you took your living room, started it, and put it on the road. It's that comfortable. In the category of vehicles under 10,000, there's a new edition 2015 Jeep Patriot Sport 4x4 under 10. Reasonable mileage, too. Also in this category, a great selection of sedans, some under 7,000, like this 2013 Volkswagen Jetta, and a 2012 Nissan Altima that's under 6. If you're looking for a car for a new driver in the family, this is the place to go, because everything in there and on the lot of Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 2006 Chrysler Pacifica Touring Van. Very nice. That is under 8 at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. These cars have been thoroughly vetted. Nothing makes it into this category unless it's been given the nod by the Ingram mechanics. If they see trouble, car goes to auction. They won't let it be somebody else's problem. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Drive Eastern Bypass, and jackingram.com. And I got to remember, will you help me remember after the show?
Okay.
I also test drove a Kicks, which is sort of like the next size down from a Rogue, just to have that experience. I kept the key.
Oh, man.
So I'll either be over there or in prison.
Does that mean you own it? You own it?
Not really good.
I just hope nobody else needed to test drive it Saturday afternoon after I left, but I'm going back. He's got some stuff coming in this week that looks really promising.
They usually have an extra set of keys, so
they probably
should be fine.
Or they could have hotwired it.
That too.
Yeah, I could just see them out there doing that. Our TV topic today is what?
The top things that keep us awake late at night, and not surprising, binging TV shows and movies are number one.
All right, we are at 6:31.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
You probably know there's an Arctic cold front on the way. On account, you want to know why? Because we mentioned it 10 or 12 days ago. That's how long we've known that an Arctic front is arriving tomorrow morning. Today is very comfortable, I think, in the low 70s on this Veterans Day. Much of the day will be dry. Spotty showers possible by later on this afternoon. Periods of rain tonight as the Arctic cold front arrives in the wee hours of the morning. Windy, turning sharply colder, low 39. Tomorrow, a little leftover rain in the morning. Otherwise, the high temperature may reach 46, let's say by 9 or 10 a.m., and then drop like a rock. Falling temperatures tomorrow, 30s by sunset. North winds at 15 to 25 will make it seem colder. Tuesday night, clear, cold, first freeze. Record low morning, 24 by Wednesday morning. That would be a record low tide in Montgomery. Possible wind chill in the mid-teens. Sunshine Wednesday with a high temperature barely up to about 50. So, get your hats and gloves and scarves ready and your heavier coats, because you're going to need the heavy artillery on this one. Right now this morning, it's clear, calm, and 40 degrees at 6:32.
If we have time to kill later this morning, I can explain to you how it is that David Hasselhoff became such a thing in Germany. You know why?
I know nothing. Nothing.
What's wrong with the David Hasselhoff we have?
Oh, we still have the same one.
He has the horse pretty good, don't he?
You go blind from doing that. 6:33, traffic, and then we'll be getting ready for our TV hit.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic on Veterans Day. We have moderate to light traffic pretty much everywhere. I-65 and 85 are looking good, as well as the Boulevard, the 31s out of Prattville and Wetumpka, as well as Troy Highway and 331 out of Crenshaw County. All looking really good this morning. Drive carefully, buckle up. If any problems pop up, we will let you know about them first right here. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-9177 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's in New York to speak at the city's 100th annual Veterans Day parade.
He will then lay a wreath at the Eternal Light Memorial. The president and first lady will not march in the parade, which will draw more than 25,000 participants, including veterans, active duty military personnel, and their supporters.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Some current service members will be staying in Syria.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Army General Mark Milley said on ABC's This Week there will be a force that remains in Syria.
Probably in a 500-ish frame, maybe six.
Why will they stay? Because ISIS remains a threat.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Bolivia's President Evo Morales says he will step down after nearly 14 years in office. There have been protests since last month's election, which the president's opponents call rigged. It's unclear who the next president of Bolivia will be. The people next in line have also resigned. America's listening to Fox News.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, November 22nd and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Montgomery Eye Physicians or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
TV time coming up. It is Monday and Veterans Day, 6:37.
Monday, when I think about you, I really get bummed. Like just a week without you, that would be fun. I wish I could go back to sleep like I did yesterday, but I go to work, my profession leaves me crying, can't get away, feel like Monday.
Talk 93.1 FM on this Veterans Day. We know all the retail businesses and stuff are open.
Right.
But no mail. No, I don't know about garbage collection.
No garbage collection.
Okay. And we will later on apprise you of some of the ceremonies that are being held around town. I just got a note from Kate Armstrong at Montgomery Vet. Happy birthday, Briscoe. My little widget at a gizmo face, black bearded cat, and fat bottom thing.
I didn't even get a card yet.
Messy thing. I thought it was later in the month. This may be just preemptive.
Hey, is your bark box coming? I'm supposed to get mine today. Wouldn't that be great on his birthday?
Yeah. It is supposed to. I got the shipping notice Saturday, but I never know what that means.
Yeah, right.
Never know what that means.
You get it from Scout.
Scout at Bark Box, yeah.
Did I hear baby in my headphones?
That could be Andrew. He's very young.
It's showtime.
We are getting ready to make our connection with the cast of Rising on the Alabama News Network. I'm Golden Boy today. Do I still look surly?
No, you're fine.
Okay. trying to...
Still looks surly.
Should we eavesdrop on these guys and let them...
Yeah, no, right?
No, no, I don't think so. I am. I think it's a dangerous precedent. Because just as soon as you pull that pot up...
Yeah, somebody will drop it up on me.
Yeah, a word that you don't want to hear.
Hey, by the way, is this supposed to be on this light here?
No, it shouldn't be.
I accidentally hit something there trying to get my headphones in.
When we get done with the TV here, I'll fix it.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Zero. Soon.
There it is. Bright new morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The average American says their number one priority in life is their family, and number two is sleeping.
Wow.
They don't work our shift. Yeah. So you think we'd treat that with a little bit more respect.
A new survey asked people if they ever stay up later than they want just to keep binge-watching stuff on TV. 88% of us do it, and also it found that 24% of us usually feel frustrated with themselves when they prioritize entertainment over sleep. I'm so bad about this during sports seasons.
Well, are you frustrated with yourself about it?
You hear me get frustrated.
I just feel like you're just sleepy.
Yeah. And, I don't know. And my team lost, and I stayed up
late
for it anyways.
That's why you shouldn't stay up for sports. Let's bring in the gang over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey. Hi.
Newscaster Academy had a football game this weekend.
Oh, Lord.
I take that as a compliment, Greg.
Yeah.
Newscaster. The junior high.
That's how it was intended.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to admit there was a bitter taste that lingered in the Saturday evening.
Well, it wasn't just that game. There was incredible games from 11 a.m. until 11 p.m. on Saturday. What a day for college football!
But you and Jay, I work with these guys a while now. I think I'm qualified to make the statement. I think you guys are more of the binge watcher than I am.
Possibly.
Yeah. I mean,
what was the last series you binge watched?
Well, of course, there was Breaking Bad, then there was House of Cards,
I heard that's good.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I remember House of Cards when they released it at 2 a.m. Pacific time. One morning, I started binging it.
That's
one
a pure maniac. Yeah, that's great. How about you, Jay? What was the last one you binged?
I'm trying to remember. It was something recent, whatever it was, and I can't...
Apparently very memorable, too.
Yeah, and now I can't remember. I want to say it
wasn't that good of a show.
Well, I know I binge-watched the Dark Crystal thing that they did on Netflix. Stranger Things is another one.
Yeah. I haven't seen that yet. Some of these things, I hear these guys talk about it, mm-hmm. and I'm almost afraid to check it out because I don't have time to get sucked into something right. that I can't stop watching, right. you know?
But yes. but you're binge-watching.
I feel you on that. Because that's how I watched Stranger Things, too. I binge-watched season 1, 2. But when season 3 came out, I don't know why. I don't know if I didn't have the energy or if I just felt like, do I really want... Because I just know that once I start one episode,
right.
it'll take all of my day. And so I'm like, if I don't have the time to devote to that, I'm like, I don't even start it.
I'm pretty good about, I'll watch 2 or 3 episodes. Like right now, I'm watching The Man in the High Castle or whatever.
Yeah, so, nice.
It's
really, really good.
What's that?
It's on Amazon.
Oh. I remember when Crown, the first two seasons, I binge-watched in one weekend. Then you kind of feel sad because you go, oh, now I got to wait a whole year for it to happen again.
And that's how I lost interest in Stranger Things, because it had been so long
right?
since season 2 came out. I don't really remember what's going on, and so I'm like, it's just not...
As far as
they make recaps
season.
For that.
Yeah, I know. John, you hear that? We like to get on our producer, John, because we talked about watching, he's probably going to be upset that we're bringing this
Game
up.
Of Thrones.
I don't care. Game of Thrones. And then we found out that he had been watching the recaps, and that's how he got caught up so quickly.
He's only watching the recaps.
YouTube has a fantastic Game of Thrones recap. You saw Jay.
That's like an hour and a half.
I know, it's unbelievable. It covers everything, but it's so hard to follow.
The whole series in an hour and a half?
Yeah, they
were preparing for season 8, and so season 1 through 7 was about an hour and a half to an hour and 45 minutes of a recap.
I mean, basically, they just spit out a bunch of names. It was dizzying to watch.
Speaking of movies, if we can just make a recommendation for Veterans Day today, the new movie Midway is excellent.
We saw it over the weekend.
It's such a critical piece of American history.
It's number one in the box office.
Number one in the box office is right.
And the story is well told, and I'm hoping, you know, kids who didn't hear about these stories passed down from their parents like we did will go and see it because it changed the world. It really did.
All right. There's your binge watch report.
We like to binge watch you guys.
You guys tomorrow morning.
All right. Alrighty, man.
Yes, you can watch
That's
us.
That's always a good choice. And if you want to hear more from our friends over at News Talk 93.1, I guess you can binge listen Monday to Friday starting at 6.
We have those. We have binge listeners. All right, 6:45 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I did not. Have we checked to see if there was a winner in the Predictathon?
No, we haven't.
Notice how I said we.
Right.
Meaning you.
Please check my Facebook page.
Well, no, that's a lot.
For my contest that I do. You're real diligent about getting it up there.
Yeah.
You're real diligent about getting it on your page.
And closing it when the game starts. Yeah, I've been very good about
that. Not so much on that follow-up, but real good at getting it up there.
Let me tell you... Where is that guy?
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Because my laptop, I'm having a new keyboard put in, and it's very difficult to scroll to get to what I need. The scrotum on the computer doesn't work.
The scrotum? The scrotum?
Scrotum. So it's going to be replaced. I have young Peyton Mars on the case, and when it is, then it'll be easier for me to check.
Okay.
That, and I'm lazy.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
We went to see it, Midway. Now playing at the theater near you, and it is well told. I just want to go back a little bit because yesterday you watched the original Midway from 1976. They even used the same logo, the big red letters.
They sure did.
It's that movie. And this movie succeeds where that movie failed in that there's balance between a human interest plotline, the action that takes place, but most importantly, it pays tribute to the code breakers, the guys in intelligence who were able to say with conviction to Nimitz, because Washington was telling Nimitz,
we think they're
going to invade the West Coast.
Right.
We don't think they're going to attack Midway. Mm-hmm. But Nimitz believed in his people. And when they said, it's coming, they even gave him the specific time.
He did. And then later he says, you were 5 minutes off and 5 degrees off.
Yeah.
He says, I'll try to do better next time, sir.
Yes. But they really deserve a lot of credit because the actual American success, and this is 6 months after Pearl Harbor, where we were decimated, for us to completely flip the Pacific narrative in one battle was about as improbable a win as there was during the whole course of World War II.
If Midway didn't happen the way it did, who knows what could have happened?
If we had lost all our carriers and with all the fleet still being repaired at Pearl,
right,
the Japanese could have easily invaded the West Coast.
West Coast, yep.
And don't laugh at that. They invaded an enormous part of Asia and
even the Aleutians.
Almost Australia, too. Yeah. Came darn close. Hey, the People's Choice Awards were last night.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Yeah. Favorite movie, Avengers Endgame. Favorite actor, Robert Downey Jr.
Jr.
Favorite movie, actress, Zendaya. Is she the one that did Orinoco Flow?
No, that's Enya, but good job.
Oh, Enya, that's right. I'm sorry. Comedic movie star, somebody named Noah Centineo from The Perfect Date. Favorite drama, After. Favorite dramatic movie star, Cole Sprouse from 5 Feet Apart. Favorite TV show, Stranger Things. Favorite drama, Stranger Things. Favorite comedy, Big Bang. Blah, 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 blah. Let's go to Paula Abdul for more. Thank you, Paula. Oprah's list of favorite things is out.
Isn't a poop so freeing?
I guess. Among the items, you know, if you can't think of something, for somebody like you, this is where you got to shop for somebody like Rich Thomas.
Oh, shit.
An $878 espresso machine.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
How about a $195 lighted makeup mirror?
A lighted makeup mirror?
Yes.
This sounds like something in Sky Magazine, Sky Mall.
Now, you wouldn't buy this for yourself, but I think you'd buy it for Bailey. And I think she wants it $108 smart dog collar complete with activity monitor and GPS tracking.
Oh, yeah, I want to monitor her activity because it's been very suspicious here lately.
She's sneaking out at night.
Look where she is on the GPS. She's in the bedroom.
She's in the kitchen waiting for food to fall off the counter. Then there's a 6-ounce bottle of hot sauce for $35.
Wow.
It's called Truff, and it's made with ripe chili peppers, organic agave nectar, white truffle, and coriander. Oof. So pinkies out when you put that on the wings. I mentioned David Hasselhoff and why he's so popular in Germany.
Germany.
This goes back to the Berlin Wall.
November 9th, 1989.
The Knight Rider had been canceled in 85. His marriage was over. His first rock album was a bust in the U.S., so he was down. His agent called to tell him a young woman had won dinner with him in a magazine contest. Her name was Nikki, and she was from Austria. She proceeded to tell him that his album was number one in her country. He looked for a concert promoter in that part of the world, and said he was selling out shows in Austria, Germany, and even Switzerland. In 1989, he cemented his legacy with the song Looking for Freedom. It became an anthem for Germans and their newfound freedom after defeat of East Germany. Mm-hmm. He was booked to perform the song in Germany on New Year's Eve, but he said he'd only do it if he could sing it on the wall, and they let him, and that gave him instant godhood with the Germans. The original Marlboro Man passed away recently. Did you know that?
I saw that.
I figured he probably was gone a long time ago. No?
No. In earlier this month.
Wonder if he really smoked.
November 3rd. No, he didn't.
He didn't smoke?
No. He played the Marlboro Man for 34 years.
And didn't smoke.
And eventually gave it up because he didn't smoke and he didn't want to set that example. He lived to be 90. Well, he was also good friends with John Wayne, who was a smoker.
Yeah, and died too young.
Pat Sajak had emergency surgery, and guess who's hosting the Wheel of Fortune?
Vanna White!
You are correct, sir. You are correct, sir.
I wonder who's doing her job. Just somebody random?
It says here that since they're taping in Disney, Mickey Mouse is going to turn the letters, or Minnie Mouse, I'm not sure. A guy is suing Madonna because he spent $1,000 on 3 tickets.
Oh, yeah. She changed the time of her start time of the concert?
Yeah.
From, what, 8:30?
She's 61. She still likes to stay out late. She has not entered that period in life where you eat dinner at 4, do a concert at 7, and go to bed at 10:30. Guy named Nate Hollander is suing her over the late start times. He claims it's a breach of contract. He says Live Nation changed the start time of the show. He wanted to turn after he bought the tickets. Fans were not offered refunds, and he says he's unable to sell the tickets for face value. I think he's got a case. You buy something that is a contract, just like when you buy a ticket to a ball game, you're expected to pay attention so you don't get hit in the head with a baseball or a bat. So changing the start times after a ticket is sold, I think he should get a refund if that's what he wants.
Couldn't she claim a rain delay?
She should have thought of that before she changed the time of the show.
How on time were Styx whenever they were doing their shows?
Very prompt.
Yeah? I know now whenever you talk about a band, when you're going to see a band or something, it's like, okay, showtime's at 8, but it's more like 10 when they'll go on or whatever it is.
That, I thought that was a lot more common like in the 70s and 80s, you know, when the bands were at an blood alcohol level where they could actually perform.
Right.
That was kind of a thing. almost like who can be the most fashionably late, but people get sick of it.
Yeah.
Yes, I love you and I love your music, but you are really inconveniencing me. I got a babysitter at home, and you're starting the concert around the time I said I'd be back. So there's that. The Soup is coming back to E. I used to love that show when Joel McHale was
that was clever.
He did a great job. He was a very funny guy, and I thought he would have a huge career, but he kind of, I don't know what he's doing. He kind of fizzled out. And that is your Keeping Trashy on this Veterans Day. Next hour, we'll have Random Facts with Jay. That'll be followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz. So yesterday at Food Outlet, I picked up everything I needed to make a monster chili for tomorrow. I am out in front of this cold that's coming.
There you go.
It feels chilly today, too.
It's chilly this morning, but it's going to be a nice, comfortable day today.
We like that.
Yeah, but then tomorrow and, what, Wednesday is the real kicker, right?
Well, actually, tomorrow is going to feel brutal because of the wind at northwest at 15 to 25. And so tomorrow is the raw winter's day. Tomorrow, and then Wednesday morning starts off real cold, but improves a little bit.
So any luck on the predictathon?
Oh, there was no winner.
No winner.
Yeah, there was no winner.
Those were high numbers.
Yeah.
45-41.
Nobody expected an 80-point game, you know.
No, not even Mr. Although, I will have to tease him a little bit. He was the reason I picked LSU.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've got our scores here from Friday.
Bob isn't one of those guys that just used to play the game. He is totally connected still to the university.
Then none of us were close. On our prediction
scores. We were all
in the
30s and 20s.
Well, you, Greg and Rich, you guys were in the 20s, and then me, Don, and Mitch, we were in the 30s with ours, but, yeah, nobody came close on that one.
Well, I'm sure we can look forward to a huge Iron Bowl predict-a-thon.
Of course,
that's 2 weeks from Saturday, right?
Yeah, Auburn and Georgia is this weekend, right?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, is it big. Is it big?
Our Star is Born feature is coming up, and like I mentioned, Jay will have random facts. And our thanks to Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto, for sponsoring the Predict-a-thon. They are a father and son team that proved, yes, even within a father and son team, you'd be on opposite sides of that rivalry. It's the way they team up to take care of your car that really matters, though, and that is available to you. Free oil changes for any veteran today. At any of the three locations, just show some type of ID indicating your military service, and they will change your oil at all three Don Duncan locations. Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison, and in Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Free oil changes, veterans, all day today.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, it is Veterans Day, and we have moderate to light traffic everywhere this morning, including on the interstates through downtown, the boulevard, the 31s into Montgomery. We have no school zones in effect today. School is out, no state workers, and this for the folks in Wetumpka downtown, the Bibb Graves Bridge is closed today. So keep that in mind as you're motoring around Wetumpka. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated on the traffic during the month of November. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is saying no. No to down payments. No to payments for 90 days and no hassle buying. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jake.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Welcome back. It's
Monday. Good morning, America.
Good morning, America.
Good morning, America.
Good morning, America.
Happy Veterans Day.
Veterans Day is about every service and every branch.
Thank you for your service.
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 Especially all of our veterans. Thank you.
Thank you for all that you've done.
We salute you.
Enjoy your day.
You earned it.
It's showtime.
We salute veterans every day here, but today is your day. And again, a reminder that Don Duncan will change your oil for free just with any veteran ID today at any of their three locations at 2 minutes before 7 o'clock.
Hey, it's Jay Scott. I want to talk to you about Millbrook Family Chiropractic. And you can go online, MillbrookChiropractor.com, if you want to get more information there than what I'm about to tell you. But I was just looking through my, I was doing my random facts, getting them set up on my Facebook page so I can get those posted after the contest. And I was doing one here on the inventor of Coca-Cola, did so because he was addicted to, he was in massive pain. Mm-hmm. And he invented something with Coca-Cola to get him out of that. But then he got addicted to it. And I read a comment about how people were addicted to opium, so they came up with... what is that? Morphine.
Yeah.
To get them off that. But then they got addicted to morphine. Then after morphine, they gave them something else to get off of that. But then they got addicted to that. And then it just kept going down the line of everything they could get addicted to.